This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Any Italian imports on your Thanksgiving table today? Italy is one of the largest exporters of fruits and vegetables in Europe. The country exported 38 billion euros worth of agricultural products last year, according to the European Commission. That's about $45 billion. But as Lucia Benavides reports, the workers' share of that money has been falling.
Driving through the Sicilian countryside, you can see rows of greenhouses growing tomatoes, grapes, and even flowers under the hot sun. Yaya Diallo knows these fields well. He's an asylum seeker from Guinea, and after arriving in 2012, he sought work in the fields outside the city of Vitoria. The 10-hour workdays were strenuous, and he says the wages, 20 euros a day, went mostly unpaid.
They cannot give you a chance to rest, so you will go and work full day.
Diallo says the farmer eventually paid half of the wages he owed, and the refugee center where he lives reimbursed him for the rest. He now works there as a translator. Social worker Chiara Pitti says Diallo's story is just one of many, and on top of wage issues, workers have no legal protection.
So if they get injured or something, nobody looks after them.
Exploitation of workers in Sicilian greenhouses is nothing new. Since the 1980s, various waves of immigrants have worked the fields, from Tunisian men to Romanian women to, now, West African asylum seekers. A 2012 Amnesty International report found that agriculture workers in Italy are often victims of severe labor exploitation. And academics who study labor issues say daily wages have gone from 40 euros in the past to as low as 15 today.
In all the world where we have some good people, we have also the bad people.
That's Francisco Ferreri, president of a farmers' union in Sicily. He says the Italian government should crack down more on exploitation.
I hope the government, the police, control more all the farm.
In June, an investigation into labor issues led to the arrest of two farmers. Yet the problem persists. In Vitoria, asylum seekers go to the main square every day to be selected for farm work. Contracts are rare, but it's a worker's need for money that makes it hard to turn down the job. In Sicily, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.